Go away, kids. It's story time.
Boys and girls for Jesus. This our earnest prayer. Boys and girls for Jesus. Home and school, at play and everywhere. We'll tell the world of life in Jesus. He is all our song. There is all you need in Jesus. Won't you come along?
Hi there, come on in. You're just in time. I'm Uncle Charlie, inviting you to another Children's Bible Hour story time. Hey, fellas and gals, do you ever get bogged down with rules and laws? Don't do this, don't do that. Well, I think you'll enjoy and learn something from today's story then. But before story time, let's have a good song by Doug and the Cousins, Trust and Obey. Sing along.
When we walk with the Lord,
now that we've had that good song, let's have our good story. It's called Follow the Rules.
Mother, the seat of my new bike is too high. Can you lower it?
I don't think so, Lisa.
I can do it, Mom. Is it all right if I use one of Dad's wrenches?
Of course, David. Just be sure to put it back.
I will. Come out to the garage, Lisa. There, try it now, Lisa.
Okay. Oh, that's a lot better, Dave. Thanks.
Hi, Dave, what you doing?
Hi, Jerry. I just fixed Lisa's bike for her.
Can you go for a bike ride with me?
I think so. I'll put this wrench back and ask Mom. I'll only be a couple of minutes.
What was wrong with your bike, Lisa?
I just needed the seat lowered, so I could reach the pedals better.
Oh, hey, I'm going to tighten that bolt on my bike while I'm waiting. Now, where'd Dave put that wrench? Oh, I see it.
Hey, you know you're not supposed to use Dad's tools. You've messed up his toolbox too often, remember?
For crying out loud, I'm not going to hurt it.
Well, okay, but put it back when you're through. See you later.
Hello there, Betty.
Don, I didn't hear you drive in.
Small wonder. I couldn't get near the garage for bikes. Where are the kids?
They're over at Todd's. He had a new game they're playing.
And which one of them used my wrench today?
Dave used it, but he said he put it back. I don't think he'd lie about it.
Well, I certainly hope not. Oh, here they come now.
Hi, Dad. We moved our bike so you can put the car in the garage.
Well, that's fine, son, but I want to know who used my wrench today and left it on the ground.
Not me.
Me neither. I didn't even touch it.
Well, when I came home from work, it was lying outside the garage. Now, somebody left it there.
I didn't.
I used it, Dad, but I put it back. Honest, didn't I, Lisa?
I think so.
Well, did you see anyone else use it?
No.
I didn't.
Well, you both know I insist my tools be taken care of. You know the rules. First, get permission to use them, and then put them back when you're through. Now, did you have permission to use the wrench, Dave?
Yes, Dad, and I put it back. I know I did.
And you didn't use it, Lisa?
No, Dad, I didn't have to. Dave fixed my bike.
Well, still, it was on the ground when I came home. Now, both of you better just stay home tonight. I'm sorry to be so strict about my tools, but you both know there's been some real problems there. If the rules are broken again, there'll be more severe punishment. Now, you better clean up for supper.
Here was stuck home, and I can't even ride my new bike. All on account of Jerry.
Jerry? What does he have to do with it?
He's the one who left the wrench out.
How do you know?
I saw him. I told him to put it back, but I left before he was through with it.
Why didn't you tell Dad?
And get punished for letting him use it? No way.
So you're punished anyhow?
Not as bad as I'd be if Dad knew I let him use it.
Maybe not, but I'd be let out.
Oh, it won't kill you to stay home one night.
I don't know about you, Lisa. You think you can go by your own rules, no matter who gets hurt.
So what? My rules keep me out of trouble.
Well, guess I'll go read a while, then turn in early. Tomorrow will be better, I hope.
Ah, that was a good supper, Betty.
Thanks, Don.
Say, look at the time. I have to be at church early for the board meeting.
Oh, that's right. Lisa, would you like me to give you that lesson in macrame tonight?
Not tonight, Mom. I want to ride my bike.
Me too.
Well, help your mother with the dishes first, kids, and be sure you're home before dark.
Okay, Dad.
Jerry, can you go bike riding with me?
Not till I finish trimming around these shrubs. Besides, my bike has a flat tire. We don't got a pump.
I'll go see if I can use ours. Then I can fix it while you get done.
What took you so long?
I couldn't find my mother. She wasn't home.
Well, hurry up and pump up that tire. I'm ready to go. There, that's enough. Let's go.
I have to take the pump home first.
You can do that later. I want to ride the other way, down by the channel.
Well, okay. I guess it'll be all right. It's starting to get dark, Jerry. I have to go home.
Me too. It got dark awful early, and it looks like rain.
Yeah, and I have to stop for the pump before I go home.
That's right. Wow, here it comes. Go on home, Dave. I'll bring the pump over in the morning.
Okay.
What's wrong with you, Dave? You've been moping around ever since you got home from school.
I'm in trouble. Last night I took the pump to fix Jerry's tire. He was supposed to bring it back this morning, but he couldn't find it.
Wow, I guess you are in trouble. Don't let on you know anything about it. You'd have to buy a new pump and probably get grounded besides. It's dumb to get into trouble when it's not even your fault.
I know all that, but still, I don't know what to do. I guess I'll go see if maybe Jerry found it yet.
No, Dave, I've searched the garage. It's gone. Look, don't say anything about it, will ya? You'll get me in trouble, too. My dad'll blame me for leaving it out, and I'm already enough trouble with your dad.
I sure wish I hadn't taken it without permission.
Look, Dave, you did me a favor. You shouldn't get punished for that. Just don't say anything about it, Dave, will ya?
I don't know what to do. I'll see you later, Jerry. Dad, I've got something to tell you.
What is it, son?
Well, Yesterday, I took our pump to Jerry's to fix his flat tire.
Mm-hmm.
I wanted to ask Mom, but she had gone next door, and I couldn't find her. Then when I got the tire fixed, it was getting late, so I left it at Jerry's while we went riding.
Yeah, I see.
Then it started to rain, and Jerry said not to stop for it. He'd bring it in the morning. But it's gone. He can't find it.
Oh, mercy. Breaking the rules really got you into a mess, didn't it?
Yes, Dad. I'm sorry. I'll buy you a new pump.
Well, that won't be necessary, Dave. You see, Jerry's dad found the pump last night and took it in out of the rain. He's sending Jerry over with it.
Oh, great!
Now, because you were honest about this, David, I'm only going to ground you for the rest of the day.
Thanks for going easy on me, Dad.
Well, I think you've learned a lesson.
I did, Dad. I didn't want to tell what happened, but I kept thinking of that Bible verse. He that covereth his sins shall not prosper, but he that confesseth and forsaketh them shall find mercy. That made me think I should follow God's rules.
Well, I'm glad you did, Dave. And you're right. God's rules are the only ones to follow.
Lisa, how come you're hanging around the house?
Didn't you hear? Dad caught Jerry using his tools, and then Jerry told him I let him use them before. Now I can't ride my bike for 2 weeks. Not much sense in having one.
It's tough, Lisa, but
I know. I thought I could do things my way, but it only got me into trouble.
Yeah, we should follow all God's rules, like obey your parents.
And putting away lying, speak every man truth with his neighbor. You were right, Dave. You followed God's rules and got mercy.
Think the dad in today's story was a little too strict, too tough? I mean, after all, leaving a tool laying outside, is that so bad? But you see, it's the little disobediences that lead to bigger ones. And today's dad wanted to be sure his children learned the lessons they needed to learn. If there are times when you think your parents are just too strict, stop and think. They really care about what happens to you. They care about the way you act when you grow up. And the way you act when you grow up depends on how you act now as a young person. So be thankful for rules. They're not always easy, and you may not always understand. Oh, here's something else to remember. Sometimes parents say no because, well, that's the word they've used to save your life since the day you were born. Now they're using it automatically, may not even know why. So when they say no, talk to them about the why. Don't just get mad. Well, time's up for today's story time. Don't forget to visit our website for more great things, www.cbhministries.org. And don't forget, we love to hear from our listeners. You can write us at Storytime, Box 1, Grand Rapids, Michigan, 49501. Storytime is a listener-supported production of CBH Ministries because God loves kids.